She's back. She was gone.
Who's that girl?
It's Jess.
What's up, Jess?
How are you, Jess?
Fine. How are you?
Good.
How was it?
How was it? I thought our recordings were... What's up?
What is that?
Your voice is coming through the TV.
It is.
Wow.
I don't know why it's doing that. How did it do that?
How'd you get in there?
How do it do? I'll just mute that for now, I guess.
Sometimes I always go to make... Sometimes, like, when I... I'll go think to myself the time you go, this is a production nightmare. It makes me laugh.
Wait, how is that possible though?
So because I'm missing a specific XLR cord, do we want to know this?
Oh no, I guess not.
Poltergeist.
Are we still gonna hear it? I don't hear it anymore.
If I unmute my laptop, you'll hear me through the TV.
Oh, I see.
Okay,
it's so, fine.
Yeah, shut up, please.
Whatever.
Right, cool. I'm kidding.
But yeah, Jess, how was your travels?
It was great. How was not knowing any movie for the past 2 weeks?
We didn't realize how much knowledge
oh my God.
We rely
on you
for.
It was like embarrassing to. I had to stop.
During the top 10.
What bothered you?
The Dune Farm worm thing.
Okay,
that was so annoying.
Wait, for the listeners, explain.
Yeah, category was name a movie where someone's on a farm. Yeah. And no one had seen Dune, so they were like, I guess there's a worm farm on Dune? And I was like, everybody.
Wait, so is there no Dune?
There's no worm farm.
I don't know. Why did people think there was a farm in Dune?
Because there are worms? I don't know.
Someone just tried to finesse. It was just who was it?
It was Brent.
Yeah, they were just like,
Dune's
Brent was a
popular just like,
movie.
Dune has a farm. And I was like, I don't think Dune has a farm.
I think it's in a weird vast desert.
Anyways, it's okay. I'm back.
It's good to have you back. And because you're back, now we're back.
Yes.
To the meter game show, the game show based around the IMDb star meter.
Wow.
Where we find out who is popping in the industry and who kind of fell off.
Who fell off?
I'm Andrew Rolfo.
I'm Jess Dylan Merced. Hello, welcome back. For those that don't know, the IMDb Star Meter is their official ranking of everyone in film and TV, and number one is the best ranking that you can get.
Wow.
We have two incredible guests, comedians, writers, actors. First one, good friend. Jordan Thewlis.
Yay! Oh, there's no sound effects. We're just doing real sound effects.
Okay.
RoboCop movies.
Do you want it? I can get it.
Yeah, do it. We gotta do it.
We gotta do it.
Yeah. Why isn't it ready?
Hold, please.
Because that.
It's okay, we had real sound effects.
Oh, God. Oh, no.
You don't need it.
Right.
It's fine.
This is a production nightmare.
Where's that extra cord? Why is it missing?
I don't know.
Who stole it?
My roommate.
There it is.
All right.
Okay.
We have another comedian, writer, actor, also good friend, Chad Opitz.
Yay, welcome back.
Hello.
Yay.
Nice. All right. So before we get into gaming, I'd like to ask, how do you two feel about your careers at this moment?
I'm crushing it. Everything is easy.
Yes, we like to hear that.
Getting everything I want. Selling out theaters.
Nice.
Turning down roles.
saying no to so many things that I don't want to do. Don't feel I need to do. I'm okay. I was in Alaska and somebody gave me a painting of Terminator and RoboCop playing Rock'em Sock'em Robots. So I'm feeling okay right
Why
now.
Why did someone give you that?
Like they knew that
they just
you...
knew that I was something I'd be into.
How did they know that?
Movies?
It's a guy who's seen me up there before, like a couple years before.
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
And I was like, this guy would like this. He's a nerd. He's a dork. He'll like this shit. Oh yeah.
Dude,
I was like, how am I getting this on the plane? And he was like, I'll ship it to you. So
do you guys get gifts from fans often?
Sometimes.
What's like the best one that you've ever gotten?
I've gotten multiple drawings and paintings.
That's
from
cool.
people.
Wow.
Yeah. Someone said that, someone used to come to Starline all the time and they would draw
Red.
Us.
Whoa.
Okay, what's the worst thing?
I had somebody come to
haven't had anything bad.
Comedy Oscar one time and just write. She was like, I'm writing a review. Can I interview you guys? And it was it was a bad review. She said the comedy show wasn't good. And it was in her blog. Like, nobody read it, but I read it.
Yeah.
Oh, I was like the only reader.
It was a smear campaign.
Yeah.
Really? Can I do? And she acted like friendly too?
Yeah,
maybe
totally.
She's trying to neg you.
Oh, brutal.
Trying to get...
Yeah, that's so weird.
That's Sorry. Okay.
All right. Let's move on. We would never do that to you.
No.
Never.
Because we have a number here that tells us how you actually should feel.
That's right.
Oh, man.
We have your meter scores pulled up.
Yep. Okay.
And Jordan, were you in the nightmare at Eli's?
Oh, yeah.
In 2023?
Yeah. Andrew De Leon.
Oh, shit.
Movie.
Acclaimed
director.
On YouTube.
Acclaimed director.
Yeah. It was shot at Eli's Mile High Club.
Oh, they got the full movie
Oakland?
On there?
Yeah.
Yeah, we
do.
Oh,
wow.
Whoa. Wow.
That's
all
a good
right.
place for a
this week,
thing,
you're 6,175,000
on the way down, it says.
Oh, no. Nightmare at Eli's did not help you.
This is a production nightmare at Eli's.
This is a post-production nightmare at Eli's.
It's just for this week.
Okay. Right? And then Chad.
Let's see.
525,974.
What are you saying no to?
Everything. It better be something I'm passionate about. Oh, Ghosted is coming. Oh, man.
What's that?
Ghosted is just like really cheesy horror flick that I've got a goofy part in.
Nice.
I get killed right away. Spoiler.
That's Ooh. Fun.
Wow.
Sorry, director, whoever did that movie. It's fun to shoot.
When does this come out?
I have no idea.
No idea?
We shot it last April or May or something. So it's been a while.
In LA?
In SF area, Oakland.
Okay. Dang, yeah. Nice. It's pretty, dude. I think this is pretty good on
it's
the movie
doing
meter.
Doing well on the movie meter.
Okay.
It's got 4 wins already.
4 what?
It's got 4 wins.
Whoa.
3 okay. nominations.
Wow.
Post production.
Maybe it's showing in festivals.
What? 4 wins? Wow. What are the wins?
Click the wins, EJ.
I can't. Wait, where is it?
Chat.
I can't. I'm
on
so
the
far
side there.
To the it's
right.
got 4 wins and 3 nominations.
It probably
yeah.
played at
what
some
is
horror
this?
Fest. Yeah.
Hollywood
Best Comedy
Horror
Whoa.
Festival.
Best
Fun.
Poster.
Whoa.
January
oh, I'm
Award.
In the credits there.
Yay.
Whoa.
Why was I not informed of this?
You're a yeah. star.
Good
Wait,
Lord.
Y'all also have both been in horror films.
Mm,
yeah. That's cool.
Wow.
Jab.
Well, now I'm excited to see it. I wasn't before.
That is a great poster.
It's good. Yeah. Okay. So, bad?
Yeah.
What's your score?
Mine's bad.
Oh, is that why you didn't go over it?
Yeah, mine's at 619,000.
Okay. Is it going up, though?
No.
No,
what?
It's trending down.
Sorry.
Jess, I think you're trending down, too.
At 408,000.
Yeah. Hey, but you know who's trending up?
EJ?
Me, baby.
What?
Are you at 11
right.
million?
No.
Trailing up?
Just 800K.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
Okay, going up though. Was that the only right. credit on mine? The
yeah,
yeah.
You know, there's
I must have 2 accounts then.
Yeah,
there's a second account that actually has
what?
A better score.
Oh, let's see.
Why did you pull that one?
I didn't know
because we weren't
God,
sure.
The other one, the credits at 2014.
Yeah,
I was like,
that was it.
So people can still be working back then.
Campus
I don't know. I thought it was like a
no. It was like a sketch in college.
That's
I don't know why
sketch.
It's on there, but what was that score?
Or 1 million spots.
Wait,
better.
That wasn't you? Campus Police?
No, that is.
Oh, campus. That is.
What
okay.
did you do
well,
in Campus Police?
It was just a dumb sketch.
But you're credited as Lance Steele.
Lance.
Which is a dope name, dude.
That's funny.
You were okay. one of the cops?
I must have been.
With a name like Lance Steele.
I must have been, yeah.
Damn.
All right.
Good job.
Good job. So?
I guess.
Is it time?
To play?
It's time to play.
The meter!
Where's the beef?
Wait!
Forget that.
Stop.
We don't want that.
Stop.
What?
Stop.
What?
Stop.
Stop.
Shut up.
Oh.
Because this week,
it's
someone's
EJ's
birthday.
Oh!
Yay!
And that's a pretty Wait. Big deal.
Yeah. What is happening?
I got you cake pops.
Oh!
Here you go.
Toss it, baby.
He
That's
didn't
better
have time
than a bag
to get
of
you a
cold
bun
beef.
Cake.
Let's wow. go.
Yay!
Wait, I actually had a whole bit prepared.
Okay,
you can still
okay,
do it.
Still
yeah,
do
yeah,
it.
Yeah, yeah. Do it.
Ooh, this looks crazy.
Happy birthday.
Thanks, man. I really appreciate all of you guys. This show is something I spend a lot of time doing.
All right, where's the beef?
The category was, where's the beef? Where's the beef? And the reason why it's called Where's the
He's
Beef?
He's holding a frozen bag of beef.
Yes. the reason why it's Where's the Beef is because on Twitter, A lot of people are going crazy about J. Cole and Kendrick Lamar's beef.
Yeah.
There's rumors that Drake is going to be dropping a diss track as soon as this Friday. And so I just kind of wanted to go and create this little tier list of what we think are the top five beefs off of this Entertainment Weekly article I found.
Ooh, so, that's fun.
So we're going to go ahead and rank these from number one being the best, number five being the worst. Let's go ahead and look at these. We'll go from the right. So... Ooh. Apparently, Vin Diesel and The Rock had a beef. So where would we put that one through five?
Depends on the other one.
Yeah,
so that's the thing. Like, we can go over what we place. So
I never heard of this beef.
Really? Neither.
No. I think it was
Yeah. It's a big thing.
Vin Diesel was saying that The Rock, like, came into Fast and the Furious.
Exactly.
And was being, like, kind of a big shot, I think. And he wasn't part of the family yet.
Oh. Yeah. Number three.
Which is a no-go over there.
I'll put it on three.
That's three.
We'll drop it at three. Okay, the next one, Deborah Messing and Susan Sarandon.
Why? Wow. Oh, because one's a Zionist and one.
I don't know. Apparently Deborah
could be.
Was accusing Susan of being like a Trump supporter. Okay. So here, I'll read you.
I don't think she's clearly not.
She's so not. This is what happened. It was they duked it out in the 2016 presidential election. Messing called out her feud, and she said, and then Susan, she replied with, Debs, before you get yourself all self-righteous, try clicking on the video and listening to what I actually say. Ooh. And so, so they were beefing a little bit.
I go number one. Susan Sarandon, all-time babe.
Yeah.
She can get it.
I want to put that two.
Okay, we'll put that at two.
I agree with Jordan on this one.
Yeah, maybe two or four. I don't know.
Four. No one doesn't
It's not that
know.
Exciting.
It's all not right. exciting.
All right, I got to defer to our hosts. All right, next up. Doja Cat and Noah Schnapp.
This is one.
Who's Noah Schnapp?
This is number one. Right? Yeah,
this is
sure.
one.
This was. I actually don't know much about this. Can somebody like summarize for
Schnapp
listeners?
Is a Zionist.
But
I don't know
why did she get into it with Doja
Cat? That's two then.
Well, because she's also Jewish, isn't she?
She is.
I don't know.
Why'd they beef?
Why did they beef?
Why did they beef? Okay, I have it right here.
Okay.
All right, Noah Schnapp and Doja.
Who sides with Noah Schnapp in that beef? It's pretty one-sided.
Yeah, she's Jewish.
It says, the Grammy winner called out, so Doja called out Noah for his borderline snake behavior, quote, after Schnapp went public with her DMs about her crush on his co-star, Joseph Quinn.
This has nothing to do with Zionists.
Oh, right.
Yeah, so apparently he just like posted her DMs to Joseph Quinn.
Right, I remember
which is
that.
Pretty stupid.
Who's Joseph Quinn?
I think the most recent season.
Yeah. Oh, the older brother guy?
No, he's like the
Metallica D&D guy, yeah.
Okay.
That's where we put
She's
this.
Jewish, for everyone to know.
Two?
Two, that's two.
Okay.
Ariana Grande
and Piers Morgan were beefing. Morgan.
That's five. Who cares about that?
You got to say Piers Morgan.
Everyone
and so
Piers
the last
Morgan.
One would have been Will Smith one. And Chris Rock.
Yeah, that's
kind of
for sure one.
Wait, what? But still, they're still beefing?
No, but in the grand scheme of things, it was like a huge
a
thing
beef.
For
that's
like
true.
A long time.
Is there anything we'd want to rearrange?
No.
Nah, maybe The Rock is number two.
We don't want to do this.
Yeah.
Sure.
All right. So our beef tier list is number one, Will Smith versus Chris Rock. Number two, Vin Diesel versus The Rock. Number three, Doja Cat versus Noah Schnapp. Number four, Deborah Messing versus all-time hottie Susan Sarandon.
Yeah,
and number five, Ariana Grande versus Piers Morgan. Who the F cares? That's where the beef is.
Thank you.
Oh, there's no answers?
I thought this was a game.
Hey, okay. I thought this was a game show.
Hey, Jess, you do win. You win.
Mm-hmm.
You win.
Thank you.
And also it's EJ's birthday. On top of the slap.
Okay, that was fun.
Here, that had nothing to do. We just do.
Oh, I know.
Except there will be beef between Jordan and Chad.
Does this affect our scores? Okay, so here's how the game works. You're going to try to guess the most poppin' person in each category I give you. You have three lifelines. You have FaceTime a friend. Mm-hmm. You have double dip where you get to pick two people.
Oh, yeah.
And then we'll choose the best one. And then a beat of your choice that you get to freestyle rap or think over.
Yeah.
And your score is obtained by the person's meter score they have.
Are you okay?
Do you just have an aneurysm?
It's been a week. I did so much last night and today.
Drugs?
No. I did do drugs on... Wait, no, I'm not going to say that.
You already did.
Where's the drugs?
No, I did mushrooms, which is...
Yeah, that's not a drug.
Yeah, that's fine.
That's nature. I did some nature.
It's vegetables. Okay.
Yeah. Your score is obtained by the person score you get. So if you get someone with like 100, you get 100 points and you want the lowest score at the end.
Okay.
Okay. Our first round is always no real category. It's just who is the most famous person in the industry right now? Who do you think it is? And wait. Jordan has the lower meter score, so you get to go first. Tell us, who have you been seeing
on
your feed?
Who do you think is number one?
Who's the most famous?
Number one, Jordan.
Famous actor or actress right now?
The first one that comes to mind is Chalamet.
Timothée.
Dune, it was great.
Great, finally, someone has seen it.
Yeah, can somebody explain to me that meme, that line that keeps popping up? It's like, he's a Gaib or something
San
like that.
San al-Gaib means like what does that Messiah.
Mean? I have no idea.
Yeah, he's the Messiah of the...
Oh. Like Timothée
Chalamet is
cool.
The Messiah?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Wow. Willy Wonka first, and then the Messiah.
Yeah.
He's doing
of the
great.
Krevin, what is their name? The Mevin?
Bene Gesserit? The Fremen.
The Fremen.
What the hell is the Fremen?
Wait, what?
The Fremen are the people that live on the planet Dune.
Oh. Yes, correct. Yeah.
Fremen.
Wait, have you not seen the first one?
No.
Oh, then why are you going to watch the second one with me? That's going to be so weird.
No, I thought they were doing
a re-release of Dune 2 on IMAX.
Oh.
You got to watch the first one first.
It's still out on IMAX,
it's on Max.
Isn't it?
It's on Max.
It's not like at... No, it's not, because Kong took over. Anyway, right. Timothée is a great guess.
Good one.
Okay,
thanks.
He's doing a lot of things. Yeah.
I'm going with our girl Zendaya.
Zendaya.
I just keep seeing her name popping up everywhere.
Challengers is coming out.
She's popular.
She's got a new movie coming out.
Challengers.
Oh, yeah.
She's great.
She, good director, too. What's that? Like Luca. What's the director's
name?
Luca
Don. Mm-hmm.
Luca
Don. Yeah, right.
Luca Don Giovanni. Luca Don Giovanni.
Okay. Are we locking those in?
So co-stars.
Locked.
That's great.
Mm-hmm. Locked? Okay.
Locked
Guadagnino.
In.
So Timothée Chalamet, 19.
Whoa! That's good.
So do we think his family says Timothée at home?
Timothée.
I think so.
Okay. What?
Because they named him that.
Yeah.
I feel like they just call him Tim.
Isn't he born in like New York?
Yeah, but he's a French still.
He's a French still.
He's like a polyglot.
Timothée.
He can speak very many languages.
Mm. Almost sounds like Pootie Tang. Timothée.
Timothée.
It's Pootie Tang.
Oh my God, I haven't thought about that movie.
Timothée.
Zendaya, do
you
think?
Ooh. 30.
Ooh, not bad.
That's good.
Very good.
Very close. 19 to 30. Okay.
All right.
Now we're going to go over the top 10 for our listeners.
Top 10.
And you won't be able to use any of these guesses from now on, okay?
Yep. All right.
You won't be able to do it?
Correct.
What?
10.
Okay. Number 10, Hunter Schafer. Very great.
Who's from Euphoria.
She's going to be in a new movie called Cuckoo.
Cuckoo. Oh, yeah, I want to see that.
Number 9, Marlo Kelly. She's in Three Body Problem on Netflix. Number 8, From the Gentleman on Netflix, Theo James.
Anybody watching that?
I started it.
Any
really good? Yeah.
He's also in White Lotus.
Yes. Number 7.
This is our favorite. Okay.
Can anyone guess why Mickey Gooch Jr.?
Look at how many points he went up.
Wow.
He's a producer, actor, writer, but like barely has been in anything.
Did he get in trouble?
No.
Mickey Gooch.
It's the opposite.
Somebody guess why he's popular right now.
His middle name?
No.
Or last name?
He's actually apparently very rich, too, because he's the son of some billionaire.
Oh, wow.
But the Big Gooch?
The Big Gooch.
Are you talking Mickey Gooch?
I can't believe
that. That's crazy that you both said it.
It's got to be, right?
Yeah.
So he is trending because Rebel Wilson, in her memoir, has revealed that she lost her virginity.
To the Gooch?
To the Gooch.
Wow.
Mickey.
Isn't that crazy?
Mickey.
So people were just searching to find out because he hasn't been in anything
No, he's done nothing.
She just saw his last name. She's like, yeah, he'll know what he's doing.
He's taking all these big meetings now.
What do you think the pickup line was? You think he just was like,
hey. Dad's got hey. Is the gooch.
My dad's the big gooch.
That's cool.
That's amazing. So cool. I mean, good for him. Number six, I really like her. McKenna Grace. Yeah. She's in the new Ghostbusters movie. Yeah. Okay. From Shogun. Number five, Anna Sawai.
And
it's Hawaii.
What is that headshot?
Looks like she's in a jail. Sydney Sweeney.
What'd you just say?
What is that headshot? It looks like she's. Oh, it has no sleeves.
She's in jail.
It looked like a fucking Orange is the New Black headshot, dude. I was like, what is that?
A mugshot.
I was like, what's she using a mugshot?
Anna, you gotta change your shit. All right, number four, Sydney Sweeney.
Of course.
From The Gentleman, also Kaya Scodelario. Number three. Number two, Chance Perdomo.
Rest in peace.
I never guessed any
what?
Of
he died?
He died. He was, he's a year younger than me. He's 27 years old.
Oh, man. Yeah, I heard about that.
It was a motorcycle accident.
Yeah.
Really? Rest in peace. Number one, Aiza Gonzalez. She's in Three Body Problem. Also, it's going to be
Man, that show must be crushing him.
Guy Ritchie movie.
I saw it. Okay. She's so beautiful. She has so much lip filler. What is going on with the lip filler?
She's also in Ambulance. Like
the hottest woman alive. She fills her lips more.
Wait, she's in Ambulance?
Oh, you've seen that?
I know that. it's a funny one. It's a funny one because it's so funny.
Is that the one with Jake Gyllenhaal?
Yeah.
Yes.
It's crazy. All right. Top 10.
That's our top 10.
And now.
And we can't use any of those now.
Okay.
Now we go to our. Categories, EJ.
Spin the wheel, please.
I'm spinning the wheel.
Sound.
Wow.
There we go.
Here we go.
The wheel has been spun. Whoa. Oh, I love that noise. That's a good noise.
All right, this category is called, it's pronounced karate.
That is true. Timote.
Timote does karate.
Yeah.
So any actor or actress who has done karate in a movie or TV show.
That would be trending well this week.
That kind of
messes it up.
What? So it's not just fighting, it's karate. Specifically?
Yes.
Okay.
What?
That's hard.
Pretty specific.
Come on. You should know this. You know a lot of.
Come on, Chad.
That's trending this week?
Yep.
Who's so famous right now that has also been in a movie that.
Oh, I got one.
Hold on.
Okay,
Keeps
sorry.
First.
I'm going to go. I guess I'll go Ralph Macchio. I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know if that's trending right now, though.
But he's still
got to be in the zeitgeist.
Yeah, for sure.
You want to use a lifeline?
And they're making a new Karate Kid, so.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. Him and Jackie Chan are in the new one coming out.
Right. I'm going to go Jaden Smith, right? He was in the remake of The Karate Kid.
Yes.
That's another good one.
I like that movie a lot.
It's not bad.
I like it.
And I really like the ending. That move he pulls off is insane.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's a fun one.
Okay. All right, so we're locked in?
Are we locked in?
We're locked in.
All right.
Lifelines? Okay.
Okay.
Ralph Macchio.
I'll say this. This is the worst first round I've ever seen. Out of all the games.
Yo, why are you hitting, dude?
It's so funny, but it's because I was like, okay, this game might go one way, but then it evened it out, you know? So it's competitive still.
Okay. Right.
Jaden Smith was as high as Ralph Macchio?
Well, yeah, apparently.
Ralph Macchio is at
2,773.
That's way better than I would have guessed.
Really? I'm surprised you went Ralph Macchio and not the other guy.
Well... Yeah, I guess you're right, because like the other guy is like way more popular.
Wait, who are you talking about?
Who's the other guy? Main character in Cobra Kai.
Who's the main character?
Oh, really? Then Johnny?
Who's the main character?
The blonde dude.
He's way more popular?
He's way more popular? You don't even know his name.
Well, so is Ralph Macchio.
Do we want to look him up?
Yeah, look him up, just for fun. And then Jaden Smith.
Oh, no.
5,760.
Why did you guys say Jackie Chan?
Yeah. That's what I was thinking about. Like, I guess he's always popular.
He's also popular because
he's always popular.
Yeah.
Just announced.
I should have done that. I mean, we were talking about. I'm not going to say it, actually. I'll bring it up later because I don't want it to.
What is the name of Zapka? What is.
I hear it's great, right?
Oh, it's William Zapka. There we go.
I like it.
William Zabka, 4,954.
Oh. It's not,
yeah.
It's not
okay.
That much.
It's so popping.
Well, now this is a high.
Yeah.
But what the hell anyone can take it.
What the hell would be number one?
I don't know. Maybe like Donnie Yen?
Yeah, no, Michelle Yeoh.
Michelle Yeoh.
Well, actually, she's...
Kiki Wait, Kwan.
Who won that round?
Roddy, though.
I think no. You did.
Could we use Jackie Chan?
Because look, at you're doing way better than me.
I thought that you got the 2,700.
He's at 822.
I don't know. What were the numbers again?
Yeah, it's up on the board. Oh, okay. So that's your new scores.
Right. Chad's at 5,790 and Jordan's at 2,792. Oh. So now anything can change. Let's
and
go to the
Jordan
third.
Will go first on this next one. Hit the wheel.
Hitting.
Jesse Eisenberg does karate. Ryan Tyree Henry does karate in a movie. Danny McBride.
Danny McBride, right. That's true. Yeah. Oh, yeah, foot fist way.
This foot next way. Category is called They Can't Find Me. So, They Can't Find Me.
Okay.
So anybody who hid...
Anybody who hid?
In a movie. Just anytime they hid.
Like ever?
Ever. Anytime someone's like hide and go
see. Hide, wow, hiding. This is crazy.
That's very broad, but that's...
Yeah, so it allows for a lot. And Jordan gets to go first.
All right. I'm between two.
Okay.
Emily double Blunt dip. And John Krasinski.
Good job.
Oh. I'll double dip.
What was okay, that? I like
John
that.
John Krasinski and Emily Blunt.
Okay.
Very good.
From A Quiet Place.
Yeah.
Joseph Quinn is going to be in the new
There's going to be another Quiet Place?
It's the prequel. Yeah.
Oh, it's like a day one, so it's like right when the aliens come.
Okay.
They don't know to be quiet
yet. Oh, man.
They don't know how to be quiet yet.
Yeah, I got to go with like horror, because you're hiding in horror movies all the time. Who's a famous...
It could even be as small as like they jumped in a trash can. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
In any movie.
I'm going to go... I get Jamie Lee Curtis.
Oh, very good.
She's hid in a bunch of movies.
She's trending because Freaky Friday sequel's coming out.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So, and she has an Oscar, so
mm-hmm.
A good one.
She's a well-known
You want
to
double
person.
Dip or use any of the other things?
No,
or you
I think I'm happy
confident.
With that one.
Confident.
Okay. Like Jamie Lee Curtis.
Mm-hmm.
All right. John Krasinski or Emily Blunt?
John Krasinski is at 657.
Mm-hmm. A lot lower than good. I thought he'd be. Actually, he hasn't been doing anything.
He's got a new movie coming out, the Ryan Reynolds, the Imaginary Friend.
Oh, yeah.
And Emily Blunt.
Ooh,
whoa.
She's killing it. All right. So
117.
I'm going to go with that
That's
one.
That's good.
Yeah. Yeah, you get that one.
Good job.
Okay.
All right. So let's go ahead and update these scores. All right, Chad, you are still trailing at 5,907.
Okay.
And Jordan, you are leading at 3,517.
Wait, that's not right, is it?
Oh, what do you mean?
You haven't gone over Jamie Lee Curtis.
Oh, shoot, my bad.
No, you flipped them.
Oh, I did?
Right?
Wait, who said John Krasinski, Emily Blunt?
Jordan.
Damn it! Hold on. Production nightmare.
I thought the first one was flipped, too.
Yeah, did you flip the first one?
Yeah.
Too? Shut up, I did?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, because I think Chad got the 2,700 one.
Yeah, Chad got
Wait, Chad, you guessed Ralph Macchio?
I did.
Oh, my gosh!
Yeah.
Okay, give me a second. Holy cow.
Someone call this.
Holy cow.
Some production nightmare.
It's okay.
Holy shit.
It's okay. It's
Someone
your birthday.
Someone call this. Yeah,
okay,
maybe I'm winning now.
Give me a second. But Jamie Lee Curtis is at 725.
That's not very good.
That's not very good.
She's way lower than I would have expected.
Who else hid?
I was thinking like Seth Rogen, James Franco, when you said like we got to hide the dumpster scene, like we're in the dumpster already in Pineapple Express.
Yeah
that would have worked.
Like, I think every actor has hit it.
That's true. That's true.
You could have said The Rock. He's hidden in a bunch of stuff.
Yeah. He's a person who doesn't hide well, though.
I wouldn't have thought The Rock at all, ever.
Yeah, he's,
for sure.
It kind of goes against character.
I'm going to just hide behind this tree.
For him to be like,
oh,
dude,
no.
You're huge.
Probably Jumanji.
Probably Jumanji. Yeah.
Probably. But you guys, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Because he's played
in
Jumanji by
check
a weak person.
These, if you can just say anybody, you're like, yeah, they've hid.
Yeah,
that's
we'd look it up.
Okay.
We'd look it up. We'd look it up.
Has The Rock ever hidden in a film? Look
All right.
Up.
I bet he didn't.
I think I fixed it. Oops.
We're updating the scores.
Updating. Gosh. Okay, we're good. We're back.
Wow, so we're that close?
No. Now we're back. Jordan, you are trailing at 5,896. Chad, you are leading at 3,528.
Because that damn Jaden Smith.
Yeah.
God damn it. It's always his fault.
All right. You need to get a charger, Andrew?
I do.
Yeah, he does.
What's the last?
I know the category stuff.
Okay. Why don't you just say it?
Spin the wheel, though.
Yeah. Here we go.
Spin that wheel.
Fourth round. Ooh,
that sounds so good.
Chad loves this sound.
Really?
He goes to sleep to this sound.
I want to wake up to this in the morning.
All right, this last round is called I Wear My Sunglasses at Night.
Ooh, last wheel round.
That's right in my wheelhouse, baby.
So any actor or actress who has worn sunglasses.
Ever?
Yeah.
Come on, dude.
At night? What? Do you want it at night?
Yeah, at night.
At night.
That's hard.
That's hard. It makes it so hard.
Thank you. God.
Is there anyone I know that
would? No, just anyone who's wore sunglasses in a movie or TV show.
Who's first?
I have one.
You are.
Yes, I am. Jamie Lee Curtis.
Okay. Man, I don't know why in my head I'm picturing Ryan Gosling.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
Wearing sunglasses at night and Drive for some reason.
Yeah.
So I'm going Ryan Gosling.
Sure.
Well, I'm definitely not going to win this round, but...
Oh, no.
I was thinking Ben Affleck in Daredevil because he's blind.
Oh, yeah.
That works. Oh, also.
We're getting sound, too. Wow, yeah, you got your way in through the TV sound,
too.
Both, yeah, TV sound people.
Now?
It's like Poltergeist in here.
Ryan Gosling has got to be...
Pretty high.
Pretty... I think he's like in the under 50 because
the Fall Guy's coming out.
The Fall Guy
looks so fun.
Is he in that or is that Ryan Reynolds?
Gosling. Yeah. But Ben Affleck would be doing well too.
Mm-hmm.
So let's
he's got to be high up there too.
All right, Ryan Gosling.
He's got the Duncan factor.
Oh, we're not gonna fact check Ryan Gosling wearing sunglasses tonight.
Oh, it doesn't have to be at night.
What movie does he wear?
Drive. Great movie.
Oh yeah, he does. Yeah, I love
wear sunglasses though at night, but he wears
them at
wear
some
sunglasses.
Point, doesn't he?
Yeah.
Or like the nice guys
in any movie, he wears sunglasses.
Yeah,
and in Barbie,
Crazy Stupid Love, pretty sure he wears sunglasses there too.
Okay, Ryan Gosling is at
76.
Very good.
Pretty good.
Ben Affleck, 178.
Oh wow,
ooh. Still good.
Oh, not as bad as I thought.
Okay, what's the updated score now?
All right, so Jordan, you're still trailing at 6,074, and Chad, you have a healthy lead at 3,604.
Things can change with this last round.
Oh, yeah.
But also, okay, now I can say for someone who did karate, we were talking about earlier.
Mm-hmm.
The Matrix.
Keanu?
Yeah.
True.
I know karate.
And he also wore sunglasses that night.
Yeah, how Keanu. We missed him.
That's a good job. Yeah.
Keanu is number one in my heart.
That's right. Dude.
Star meter.
Okay.
All right, we're down to our last round.
We will do a content break.
Content break.
With snacks.
So today's snack is a 100 grand bar. Have you ever had a 100 grand bar?
Yeah.
I love 100
grand bar. I saw it at 7-Eleven and I was like, man, I haven't had, these are so underrated.
They're
it's
delicious.
Like caramel, like Rice Krispies. So I have some here that I chopped up with a chef's knife for you guys.
Okay, what? EJ, wow. That's nice.
Dude, we get a little sampler.
Have you ever had a whatchamacallit? I love
those.
Those
are good.
Those are so good.
Whatchamacallit.
I don't remember the ring.
Oh, it's whatchamacallit.
Nice. I like it.
Yeah, look it up.
I love it.
Oh, dude, thank you. Oh, my God. Look at how beautiful that looks.
For the listener, this is about 20 grand, I would say.
I got about 18.3 grams. The cut is looking beautiful. It's pretty
plating.
Name three actors who you think carry around hot sauce.
First one that popped to mind, Luis Guzman. It's got real hot sauce in his pocket energy. I'm going to go Johnny Legs, John Leguizamo. keep it real Latino over here. Hot sauce. I'll go... Donnie Yen. You mentioned Donnie Yen earlier. I just can see him want a little kick in his food, nice. You know? A little ramen. Wow. Get some poo doo doo. Yeah. Okay.
He probably carries like chili flake sauce.
Yeah.
Sriracha.
I can see that.
Hey, we're not gonna say chili crunch, we'll get sued.
We can't say that.
Okay, do you hear that? The Momofuku guy.
David Chang?
Yeah, sued a bunch of companies because they used...
Small Asian businesses.
Because they used chili flakes. Sauce. Wow. And they have, the trademark, too.
Oh, my God.
Controversial. Wow.
Yeah. Very controversial. Way to go, Asians.
David. Yeah. What's his name?
David Chang.
Hey, David Chang. I'm too scared.
We're calling you up.
We might meet him one day. Yeah,
we definitely will meet him. Yeah.
Stop it.
David Chang, I have words for you next time I see you. I don't know if it's good or bad, though. So interpret that how you want, you fucking idiot.
There you go. You kind of showed your hand at the end there.
Whoa. I stand
nice
by that.
Nice and cordial. Nice and cordial.
That'll do well on Reels.
Call out. Did it?
Put it out.
Best clip.
I'll get the smoke on that one.
It's fine. You go to Momofuku,
there's a picture of you on the wall. Do not let in.
Whatever, that place is overrated. All right.
Momofuku, you bitch.
I have to leave this in the episode now. This is
so funny. Yeah, go for it. Okay.
It's fine. I'm not going to listen to this.
He's not going to listen to this because he's too busy. He's too busy tearing down small businesses, you fucking cunt. I'm kidding. Take that one out.
All right.
I don't even know what happened with that. I don't even know the full story
from the hip.
The weirdest outburst you've ever had.
That was truly just me trying to be funny. I don't know what happened in the whole thing.
Okay.
I saw one article.
It's enough.
Yeah. All right. Hey, Jordan. Name three actors who you think carry around snacks.
All right, I'm going Steve Buscemi.
What kind? You got to name
just
snack.
Crackers or something.
Saltine crackers.
Like half a deli sandwich. There's a Tony Shalhoub.
Oh yeah,
you know he's bringing stuff in place. Just like an old guy move. Yeah. He was Monk.
Oh.
Famously Monk.
Yeah. Also crackers.
Yeah.
Damn.
He might have some raisins or something.
Yeah.
And then I don't know why, but Dana Carvey. I have no explanation
for
that one.
Okay.
I feel like he's got some snacks on him.
Okay.
Wow. Sensible choices.
Thanks. Dude, I love those. Do you have a number one snack that if you're at 7-Eleven, you're grabbing it for sure?
What's the spicy roll up one? That's Takis.
Oh wow.
Great crunch on a Takis.
Those are good.
I think I might say Hi-Chew.
That's a good one.
Oh, those are really good.
I think Hi-Chew's kinda up there for me.
Sometimes I've been going in and getting Twinkies.
Oh damn.
Really?
Just to bring it back.
Do candies count as snacks? Like when I hear snacks, I don't think
that's
candy.
True.
I would think that.
Yeah. Are fries a snack or is that
I think you could snack on fries.
You can snack on anything.
Yeah, I think almost anything
can snack
be a snack
on a steak.
No, yeah, that's true. No, there are certain foods that are definitely meals as opposed to a steak.
What if you cut it up, put it into a little baggie?
Yeah, steakums?
Yeah, little steak bites.
Yeah,
steak bites.
Okay, now we're moving on to our last round.
Final round.
The last round is always movies. There's a movie meter on IMDb as well. Uses the same algorithm. I'm going to give you a category. You're going to give me a movie that fits that category that's also trending well on the movie meter. Can't say any movie that's come out in the past calendar year. So you can't say, Dune 2.
Okay.
All right. This category is called J.K. Rowling probably will have an issue with this one. This week, NCAA women's basketball did way better than men's for the first time ever, which is really exciting. So this category is name a movie where someone...
Wait, that's not what the category is.
Category is called J.K. Rowling can fuck off. So
yeah, we want all the smoke from J.K. and that other guy. Say something, Jess. Say something mean.
Yeah, fuck
is she
you.
Using chili flakes too?
What?
Is JK using chili flakes too?
Probably. Only if they're made by men or women. Yeah. No in-betweens. Okay, so any movie where someone...
In-betweens?
That's the official name.
Yeah, I'm not
the
calling,
official
them,
name
I'm not calling them they, them anymore. I'm calling
y'all in-betweens.
No. What a beat. All right, so any movie where someone of the opposite sex plays on a sports team. their sex.
What?
Huh?
Wow, that's like really specific.
Like a co-ed,
I guess.
Kind of
co-ed.
A...
They're usually not co-ed, though. It'll usually be like one person who will come.
God, this is hard.
I feel like you're looking for two movies.
No, there's a bunch.
Okay. I say J.K. Rowling, I saw this blog recently that was like calling her out on stuff, and apparently when Marilyn Manson got accused of all the sexual assault stuff a couple of years ago, she sent him 100 roses just in the mail.
Whoa.
Like, how do you defend that? Like, what's her argument?
Sent Marilyn Manson?
Yeah.
Wow.
That's
so weird.
Damage, man. That's so bizarre.
She's weird.
Yeah, dude.
Fucking weird.
Maybe it was a joke. Maybe it was, she was like, JK.
I'm so sorry.
She was waiting for her check from the dope show, dude. you can go first because you said you had one, right?
Jordan goes first. Jordan goes first.
She's the man.
Good job.
Yeah, okay.
Amazing.
That's the one. Amanda Bynes, which might be doing well because of the Nickelodeon doc.
Yeah.
And it's always like a, I think that's like a cult classic.
I think so too.
Would,
I
want to
hear
wait,
yours.
Is there, oh, it can't be within the last year. Shit.
What were you going to say?
I thought there was like a scene like that in Bottoms.
Oh.
I can't remember though. Damn it.
That was the last year for sure. I just thought of another one too.
This is not a
great. Bottoms was like 2 years
ago.
Oh,
I know. Oh, this is such a dumb show. Do you want a man? Right?
You think that's going to be doing well?
Probably not, but...
You have lifelines, by the way.
I can't think of any.
You can FaceTime me because I have one.
Both of my guesses suck. Okay, what was the... I'm going to double dip, I guess.
Okay,
do you want a man?
Okay.
And Necessary Roughness. That's not going to be doing well either. God damn
what
it. It's
that?
Like an early 90s football movie, and the kicker on the team is a woman.
What was the first film you said?
Do you want a man? J-U-W-A-N-N-A-M-A-N-N.
What are you going to say?
They probably wouldn't be doing well, but Little Giants.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Or Ladybugs.
What is it where...
Someone of the opposite sex.
Oh, wait.
Is on
damn it. It's too late. I have another one, but I won't. It's fine.
I mean, did you lock in your two answers? You can so kind of.
Can
you
I?
Did
can
not.
I, yeah.
You
I did
the
not.
Double whammy.
I'm doing a double. Yeah. I'm doing the. Do you want a man or Bad News Bears?
Oh, nice. Okay.
Very good.
That's a good one.
Okay, so I'll swap out Necessary Roughness.
So they can't be movies.
The original
that are
or the remake?
Not co-ed.
I'm gonna say the original.
Like what? Example.
I was gonna say, Bring It On.
Oh, no,
yeah,
that doesn't
count.
Or what about Dodgeball, True Underdogs?
Oh, yeah, that could be. Yeah, that could
that
be
would
it.
Definitely.
And what about the one No Crying in Baseball?
Why would Dodgeball count?
That's all women.
Why would Dodgeball count, but Bring It On wouldn't?
Because it's all men, and then Ben Stiller's wife starts playing for them.
Fired up?
That's what I meant.
But there's also the German. There's multiple women in the Dodgeball one. There's the German woman.
Yeah, that ends up with Skinny Guy.
Yeah.
No, but that's on another team.
Huh. Yeah, but still, like,
the Cobras is
co-ed or whatever.
Okay, then that doesn't count.
Okay.
Good thing nobody
Let's
said
fight.
It.
All right. So just to be clear, Jordan, you're locking in. She's the man.
Correct.
And Chad, you're double dipping on Bad News Bears and You Want a Man.
Yes. Which one's
part
the
two? Rise of Jordan.
I don't know. I don't know which one would be better.
I don't think many people have seen
I think
Juana
Bad News
Man.
Bears will be better.
I mean, Juana Man was like a big part of my childhood.
There we go.
Yeah, but I think it's a very small Juana percentage of America.
The Orlando Blue, what's it, Orlando
Jones.
Was it Jones.
Yeah, yeah.
There was a, after like Mad TV, there was like I would see him all the time.
Yeah,
Juana
Office
Man.
Space and stuff.
What is the other one? The one, Evolution?
Evolution, yeah. Office Space. Juana Man. He's in a bunch of stuff for a little bit.
Bad News Bears is a cult.
Anything that was on TNT during the day.
Oh, yeah, baby.
The Fugitive. Yeah, they showed that all the
with
time.
With the Sandlot count?
Yes. Wait, the second one.
Wait.
What?
I don't think there was
a woman.
There's a Sandlot too with like a girl.
Yeah.
I never
That's
saw
not
going to
be on there, though. So I'm not
All right.
It. Okay. All right. I have the scores. We're going to go ahead and we're going to start with Jordan's. Jordan, She's the Man, is sitting at rank 1,420.
Bad.
All right. That leaves your score at 7,494.
Math checks out.
Thank you. Thank you for that. Chad, you put in two answers. You put in Juana Man and Bad News Bears. Juana Man is currently sitting this week at 14,000.
Holy
fuck.
Rises, Jordan.
But it's a good thing you double dipped.
Oh, no.
All right. Bad News Bears is sitting at 6,414, wow. Which leaves you at a score.
My goodness. Wow,
he's winning.
10,018. Wow.
Pulled it back.
Wow.
So this week's winner, Jordan.
Good job.
Yeah. Victory, baby.
Thanks.
Yay.
She's my man.
What other movies had?
I know. I was Googling Amanda Bynes in the last week.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah. There's definitely Amanda Bynes.
Shakespeare in Love.
Yeah.
No way.
No, I'm kidding.
Wow.
Also, this is like my personal statue.
Dunkers? You telling me I get some Dunkers?
Dunkers cookies.
Congrats.
Wait, what kind
you
of
grass, Jordan? To, thank plug you. First.
You get to do your plugs first.
Oh, I'll do it with a victory dunker.
Victory dunker.
Jordan Thulis, you can find that on Instagram and stuff and TikTok. Shows in Denver and Chicago coming out. Check
nice.
Those out.
Nice.
All right, and then Chad?
I'm going to be... I'm at the Savage Henry Comedy Club on the 19th and 20th this month, and then featuring at Rooster Teeth Feathers the weekend after the 25th through the 29th.
For who?
For Ian Lara.
Oh, cool. He's nice. Yeah. Very funny.
So, yeah, that's where I'm at.
Congrats, Jordan. Yay. All right, please follow us at the Meter Game Show.
And Andrew_Rolfo.
And we have a live show coming up on May 1st.
Lyric Hyperion.
Oh, cool. That's a cool venue.
9:30 p.m.
Yay. Get your tickets. All right. Thanks, guys. Bye.
Bye. Bye.